So what was your very first job?
I detasseled corn in cornfields of Indiana in the United States of America.
And what did that teach you?
It taught me the importance of discipline and hard work. And it also taught me that I really needed to go study harder in school.
And how would you describe your current role to a 10-year-old?
I make sure that AI works for everyone and that it can have a real impact in solving the challenges that they're going to inherit from my generation.
Do you have any leadership advice you live by?
I think everybody has something to offer. So how do you find the best aspect of someone, help them understand how special it is, and then make sure that they're in the role and have this opportunities to really leverage that skill set. A lot of times what I find is people are actually so focused on what they don't have, and instead of focusing on their strength, it comes so easy. Sometimes they don't even realize it themselves.
What keeps you at night?
Are we managing the risks of AI fast enough and collaboratively enough? And are we also maximizing the opportunities? Are we really applying AI in a way that can help us build a better future?
AI or human intuition?
Human intuition with AI support is also an option. I think that we as humans have agency over how we develop the technology and how we deploy it, and it is up to us as a society on how we're going to manage the future.
And do you think robots will be taking over the world?
I think robots come in many different formats, and I don't think they're going to take over the world. I have faith in humanity, and that is why I'm in this role, because I want to make sure we're infusing humanity into AI and that we're managing this in a responsible and safe way.